This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New Ebola strain spreading in Congo and Uganda lacks approved vaccine, complicating outbreak response. A newly detected Ebola strain circulating in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda has no approved vaccine, according to reporting from The Conversation. The Sudan variant, which differs from previously circulating strains, has also evaded standard diagnostic tests, delaying confirmation and complicating containment efforts across the affected region. Zero approved vaccines currently available for the Sudan variant of Ebola virus disease. Diagnostic delay compounds public health risk. The Sudan variant evades detection by standard Ebola diagnostic assays, a critical vulnerability in outbreak response, according to The Conversation's analysis. This genetic divergence meant health authorities in affected regions required additional time to confirm cases and establish the true scale of transmission. The delayed confirmation has slowed epidemiological investigation and contact tracing efforts. In a disease where early isolation is essential to breaking transmission chains, every day of diagnostic uncertainty increases risk of further spread, particularly in settings with limited laboratory infrastructure. Vaccine gap leaves health systems without proven prevention tool. Two vaccines have received regulatory approval for the Zaire variant of Ebola, the most prevalent strain globally, but neither has demonstrated efficacy against Sudan variant infection. Clinical development for Sudan-specific vaccines remains in earlier stages, with no candidate currently approved for human deployment. This vaccine gap is particularly concerning given Sudan variant's historical mortality rate and the recent emergence of transmission in multiple countries simultaneously. Control efforts must therefore rely entirely on traditional public health measures: rapid case identification, isolation, and careful management of contacts, approaches that require robust healthcare infrastructure not universally available in affected regions. International coordination faces structural barriers. The World Health Organization has activated regional emergency protocols, but the absence of pre-positioned vaccine supplies and validated rapid diagnostics limits response speed, according to The Conversation. Uganda and the Democratic Republic of Congo have implemented border screening and case investigation protocols, but neighboring countries lack the same level of preparedness, creating potential corridors for further dissemination. The Sudan variant of Ebola, currently circulating in Congo and Uganda, has no approved vaccine available, and standard diagnostic tests do not reliably detect this strain, creating both a therapeutic gap and an epidemiological blind spot in outbreak control. The Conversation, 2024. Key takeaways: zero approved vaccines currently exist for the Sudan variant. Two vaccines are licensed only for the Zaire variant. Standard Ebola diagnostic assays fail to detect the Sudan variant, delaying outbreak confirmation and contact tracing. Public health response relies entirely on isolation, case management, and contact investigation without a vaccine prevention option. Regional transmission across Congo and Uganda indicates potential for further spread without rapid diagnostic and vaccine development support. Frequently asked questions: how is the Sudan variant genetically different from other Ebola strains? The Sudan variant represents a distinct genetic lineage within the Ebola virus genus that has circulated independently from the Zaire variant for decades. Its genetic differences are sufficient that it evades detection by diagnostic assays designed for other strains, according to The Conversation. This divergence also means immunity generated by Zaire-targeted vaccines does not transfer to Sudan variant protection. Why do existing Ebola vaccines not protect against all variants? Both licensed Ebola vaccines, Ervebo and Zabdeno Dostivali, were developed and tested against the Zaire variant, which is responsible for the majority of documented human outbreaks. Vaccine development requires strain-specific immunogen design. A vaccine effective against one variant must be re-engineered and retested for efficacy against a genetically distant variant. The emergence of a vaccine-resistant Ebola variant in an epidemiologically vulnerable region underscores the urgency of platform-agnostic vaccine development strategies and pre-positioned diagnostic capacity for pathogenic variants of concern. Without rapid progress on both diagnostic validation and vaccine development, containment will depend entirely on behavioral and structural interventions, a historically fragile approach in settings with limited healthcare infrastructure or cross-border mobility. Source: Ebola strain spreading in Congo and Uganda has no approved vaccine.